It's the start of the fourth week of the shutdown, what Trump was originally proud to own, but now not so much. He's trying to sell it to the Democrats, but they're a little busy setting up subpoenas and investigations to consider the master dealer's offer to sell them swampland. Mitch McConnell is AWOL, probably hiding in a bunker somewhere beyond cell phone reception. So that leaves Lindsey Graham to speak for the Senate. And yeah, it's a sad day in America. And gonna get a lot sadder, sooner, not later, but probably later too. The Trumpster is cornered. Cohen, his personal attorney, will soon be testifying before Congress. Taxes will be subpoenaed. Deutsche Bank records will be too. The translator between the president and his hero Putin will be asked for those transcripts when everyone else cleared the room. The walls are closing in. God, even Fox News is turning on the guy. Yesterday, a Fox interviewer asked him straight out if he colluded with the Russians. And why did he meet with Putin alone and hide the transcripts? My God, the chickens are coming home to roost. Well, Trump is finally lawyering up. 17 attorneys and counting, but let's not include Giuliani. A disgrace to lawyers of any ilk. And trust me, that's saying a lot. No, Trump realizes it's firing time, and there's really only one candidate for the axe. So, what'll he do? I mean, other than tweet and rant. He could, for instance, declare a national emergency for that crisis we got on the border, keep her mind off the investigations. Or he could attack Iran, wag the dog. Or if today's tweets are any indication, he could destroy Turkey's economy if they attack the Kurds in Syria now that he's announced we're pulling out and abandoning our most committed allies there. The possibilities are numerous, and why pick just one? Trade wars? Broken alliances, troop pullouts in Syria and Afghanistan. The man is at his best when he's changing the subject. God, today he was going after Elizabeth Warren's father. Staying on subject is not the Donald's strongest suit, but misdirection is. One thing is certain. Nothing is going to get accomplished by this government until Trump is impeached or driven from the White House or, hey, just decides it's high time to decamp and start the Trump News broadcasting station. Government is in shutdown until then. Personally, I think we got a very real crisis inside our own border. Time maybe to declare a national emergency.